K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question. I wonder if you guys might be able to help me out.
Well, that's right to the point.
Yes, it is.
What's your name?
My name is Garrett.
Hi, Garrett. There's Fry.
Hi, Garrett.
Hi there, guys. Hey, longtime listeners. Love you guys a lot. First time caller. One of the issues that I'm having is I went out on a date last night with Rebecca, and it's a girl that I met. I just met her, you know, through a mutual friend on Facebook, and I asked my friend if she could help hook me up with her. I mean, good-looking girl and everything. So she gave me her email address. I emailed her. Then we started talking. We talked over the phone, and we decided, you know, we hit it off pretty well, so to go out on a date. You guys with me so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Oh, great. So we went out to a dinner, and the dinner didn't go quite as planned, and so I'm just kind of hoping if you guys might be able to help me out with it. You know, I really feel like I probably made a mistake. It was just, I don't know, just a bad fluke that happened. So just wondering if you guys could help me out with Rebecca.
Well, he's direct and to the point, isn't he, Fry?
Yes, he is. Well, it comes in pretty handy. We actually are pretty good at getting people on the phone to find out exactly what happened. You just got to be quiet while we call, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Thank you.
What we'll do is we'll stick you on hold. We'll grab Rebecca's phone number and give her a buzz and have her on the air in about 8 minutes or so.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Garrett, I'm kind of curious a little bit, you know. He said he may have made a mistake, right, Fry?
Right.
Is it something that you're ashamed of, Garrett?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. What?
Well, at least he pays attention.
Yes,
very well,
right,
Fry?
Yeah.
Okay,
hello?
Is the phone ringing?
Hello? Yes, the phone is actually ringing.
Hello?
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Nancy and Fry Guy from The Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM.
Oh, hi.
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 Do you have a few moments?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a mission, right, Fry?
We do have a mission. Rebecca, we got to talk to somebody named Garrett. And that's bad.
Oh.
Okay, well, sorry, but yeah, he was saying you guys went out and you know, maybe had a little bit of a date going on, but was curious about what was your thoughts on that date.
Yeah, he's pretty direct. Yeah, he wants to go
I guess
out again.
You could call it a date.
What happened?
Oh, it was so embarrassing. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, I don't even like reliving it at this point. All I know is that I defriended him. He's so weird.
Defriended on Facebook.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Well, tell us what happened.
I told my friend for giving him my email.
Oh, no. Was it that bad, really?
It was like something you would see on TV. It was completely I thought we were going to make the evening news.
Well, just give us the rundown.
Oh, I don't even want to relive it. Oh, my gosh. This is so embarrassing.
Well, you didn't do it, right?
Right, exactly.
He did it.
No, I know. I can't go back there now.
Where? Did this happen at a place?
Yeah, it happened at a restaurant.
Okay. Come on.
Oh, man.
It'll help you have closure.
Exactly. It's good to get it out.
Yeah.
Well, so I met him at the restaurant. He didn't pick me up or anything, thank God. But I met him there, and we're trying to have a conversation and talking, and there's these two older women that are sitting like a few tables down from us. And I'll admit, they were talking really loud and like over the top of each other, and it's like they were talking, you know, neither one of them could get a word in edgewise, apparently. And it was a little distracting, but it would have been something I would have just like left alone and been fine with it. But no, Garrett had to go over there and like, you know, yell down at these old ladies there.
What?
I'm like, this is so embarrassing. He just like gets in their face and tells them to be quiet and that they're causing a scene. And I'm thinking, well, someone else is causing a scene now too. I'm like, great.
What?
But he sits down and the manager comes over and was like, is there a problem? And he was like, well, not with me. And he starts yelling at the manager now too. Oh my gosh. It was so embarrassing. I just wanted to get out of there as fast as I could. And he's causing more problems and talking back to the manager. And so the manager asked him to leave, which by this point, I've got one foot out the door anyway.
Right. Don't
blame
me.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, it was so, so embarrassing. And he was, like, screaming, like, causing problems. And, like, the wait staff had to come out, too, because he was, like, over there trying to, you know, yell at the ladies again. For getting him in trouble.
That's not what happened. No, that didn't happen like that.
Rebecca, I hate to do this to you, but Garrett's actually on the phone with us. He's been listening to you.
Full disclosure, girl.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, what she's talking, it was just so
something stupid. It got blown up out of proportion. They're old ladies. They can't even hear the radio when it's on loud, and they're always complaining it's too loud. They can't even hear each other, first off. So I got up. I went over there. I just told them, hey, listen, I'm on a date. Please stop talking so loud. I can't even hear myself.
That is not what you said to them. You were totally yelling at them. You were calling them old, and you were like, you need to shut up. I can't hear.
Wow.
You weren't being nice about it. Why would the manager come over if you were telling them to just be quiet?
Well, they are old, first off. So to tell, it's like calling an apple. I mean, if they're old, they're old. I'm just calling it like I see it. If they're old people, they're old people. But anyways, I didn't go off and just start criticizing their age or anything. I just simply said, hey, listen, you older ladies, keep it down, please. You know, I'm having a date. And, you know, they might not remember what a date's like, but it doesn't matter.
Hold on now, Garrett. Come on. I mean, really, was it like that? What was it really, really like, Rebecca?
How about the night ending with him in handcuffs in a cop car?
Got arrested.
The popo came.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about something that just kind of got blown out of proportion. Really?
Right. No, it got blown out of proportion. The manager came over there because obviously I got up to tell them to be quiet. The old ladies came and they pointed at me like, whoa, she stood up in my face.
Yeah,
and
if I was him, I'd probably hit you with my purse.
What kind of old lady would
do
that?
You're ridiculous.
I'm not ridiculous at all. It was a bad situation that got blown up. I got put in an awkward position, and that's all that happened.
Did you get put in a headlock? I just want to know, by the cops or anything,
Oh, I thought you were talking about the old lady. No, she was kind of manly, though. But no, I didn't get put in a headlock or anything.
Pinned down by the waiters at the restaurant because he was trying to go over there and start some more stuff with those ladies. And so they got in front of him, and he started, like, pushing him back. And they had to pin him down till the cops got there.
Wow.
The old lady, those old hags, they don't know anything. I mean, come on. We started off pretty good on our date, right? I mean.
You got arrested, dude.
No, I didn't get arrested.
Really? You're gonna ask me?
I mean, I didn't get thrown in jail or anything.
If you were in handcuffs, you were arrested, though.
They didn't read me any rights or anything, so I didn't get arrested. They just put me aside. They just put us to different sides, and after they heard my side of the story, they're like, oh, well, we understand. And then they released me and just let me go. I mean,
yeah, they understand.
Rebecca, handcuffs or not?
Yes, he was handcuffed. And he was sitting in the cop car.
What you gonna do?
You know.
I think someone has trouble with the truth, don't you, Fred?
Well, that and maybe just short fuse temper-wise.
Yeah, a little bit.
Shut up, guys. No.
Okay, well, I'm kind of done. Are you?
Rebecca, I think we know your answer.
Yeah,
you're
we
done,
do,
right?
Rebecca. We get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Garrett.
Yeah.
Anger management, man. Anger management.
Dating life later.
Yeah, and lose my number while you're at it.
Done.